Hey everybody, and welcome to another edition of Hashtag Ask Danny Live. I believe this is our sixth episode. We've got Instagram right here. We've got Facebook right here. We've got all of you following us on our YouTube channel right here. I want to start the show the same way that I did last week, in where I go over one of the more popular images that or quotes that I posted on social media this week. And I think one of the best ones was yesterday. If you guys follow me on social media, on Facebook or Instagram, you'll notice I had a friend of mine, and that particular friend of mine had a very big closing day, a big income day. And that friend had an income day of $36,000, okay? Now, listen, for some of you, that might be a really, really big deal, and we're going to talk about that in a second. However, I happen to know the goals that this particular friend has, and I started coaching him right in the moment. And I said, you know, I said the reality is that, you know, the lesson that you have to learn in this is that this is just part of the process, you know, because if you make this a big deal, then this is where your victory threshold is going to be. And I want you all to write that down, victory threshold, because that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the fact that because of our past, because of our upbringing, because of our relationships, because of what we've seen in life is possible or not possible, we have created what is called a victory threshold, meaning we have created a lid that we can only go so far in life in certain things, and as a result, that lid is keeping us back from what we really want in life. So I'm gonna bring it today because I really want to help you guys with this. As a reminder, if you have a question, we are watching for your questions on Facebook. Go ahead and ask the question on Facebook. There you go. So Southpaw Bill on Instagram says, don't focus on the base hits when you can go after the home runs. That was exactly what I was going to talk about. So let me share with you two instances in my personal life. And by the way, don't ask your questions yet because I'm not going to be able to watch them. Let me flow here for a second and I'll share with you two instances in my personal life how this happened to me, both in the past and recently. And hopefully you can grow as a result of this. The first instance was growing up. Growing up, you know, the reality is, guys, is that I wasn't surrounded with too much wealth. I wasn't surrounded with too many people. Obviously, loving family. Shout out to all my family. Loving family. Very caring. I was surrounded with a lot of love, a lot of support. But wealth wasn't like a big deal. It was, as a matter of fact, it wasn't something that anybody really spoke about, to be honest with you. And as a result, I remember when I got in the business. And when I got into business, at a very early age. I can remember vividly, like, being very, very subconsciously impressed and excited about certain things. Like, for example, I'll never forget, you know, my first year in business, I put $80,000 in my pocket, right? That was the, that was what I closed, right? And I remember getting really excited about that. And then I also remember challenging myself because I thought, wait a minute, like, okay, if I can do 80,000, then what's stopping me from doing 150,000? And I decided in that moment that it was nothing, nothing at all. And so I thought, all right, well then let's go for it, right? And so as quickly as I got excited about something, don't ask me why. I guess I just kind of always have been used to pushing for things. I got unexcited about it and I got focused on the next goal. And for some reason in business, that has become very, very simple for me to do. I go out, and I think it's one of the secrets of the success of our company. If you follow us, we started the company 6 years ago with $2,000 in our pocket. And this year we'll do over 4,000 sales. Do $1 billion in sales, about $38 million in revenue, something like that. And I'm bringing this all up to you because how do you get that big? I think that's the question that everybody wants answered. I think that's why we're in social media for inspiration. I think that's why we're looking at constantly thought leaders. I think that's why we read so many books. As a matter of fact, I think that's why the industry of self-help is so popular because you as a human being, guys, you want to do better in life. Whatever it is that you're doing, whether you own a restaurant, whether you sell real estate, whether you're an escrow, whether you're a dentist, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a lawyer, whether whatever it is that you want, I know one thing about you, and that's that you want to do more. You want to grow. You didn't go into 2016 saying, you know what, I got an idea. Or 2017 saying, you know what, I got an idea. This year, I'm gonna do worse than I did last year. You know what? Damn it, that's what I'm gonna do. That's my plan. I'm gonna do worse this year than I did last year. Nobody does that. Nobody does that. Everybody thinks to themselves, this year I'm gonna do better. This year I'm going to increase. This year I'm going to grow. This year I'm going to do more. And yet, what's the reality? The reality is that not everybody increases. The reality is that not everybody grows. The reality is that not everybody does more. The reality is that some people get stuck, some people go backwards, and sometimes the reality is that all of that is happening because of our subconscious mind. Because of the way we have been programmed to think. Okay? And so that's what I want to do. So that was the first example, right? That was the first example that I wanted to give you. And here's a second example, which is recently. You guys all know this. You guys know that I put myself out there. I used to weigh 183 pounds back at the beginning. I believe this was 90, 120 days ago. I went on social media and I told everybody, I'm going to get to 170 pounds by Relentless, by June 1st. All right, cool. And if I don't do that, I'm going to go shave my head on stage. I'm going to have Gary Vaynerchuk shave my head on stage, right? By the way, if you guys don't know, we're having a great event next Thursday with Gary Vaynerchuk. Go get your tickets. And so the reality is that my subconscious mind made this process a very difficult process for me. Some of you deal with this as well in diet, or if you're not dealing with it in diet, you're dealing with it in your business. Or if you're not dealing with it in your business, trust me, you deal with it somewhere. Where I start to notice the slightest difference, right? The slightest difference. Like all of a sudden, my face goes from that to that. Just a little bit of difference. And guess what I do? Damn, homie, you're doing good. You're doing great. You made it. You lost a pound, right? Go have a little cheesecake. Go have a little tequila. And what do? You go and you have a little cheesecake and you have a little tequila, right? Why? Because the subconscious mind has a small victory threshold. The vision for what you want to accomplish is not big enough. That's when this happens, guys. That's when this happens. And so it's been a constant battle for me. Luckily, I'm down to 173 now. I've got about 3 pounds to go. We've dropped about 10 pounds. Feeling great, but still got way more to go. And I started to drop the weight when I started to realize, wait a minute, I'm keeping myself from doing what I said I wanted to do because of my wiring up here. And so I need to rewire this up here. And that's what we're going to talk about today, guys. I want to show you how we do things in life to essentially keep us from accomplishing the things that we say we want to accomplish. So grab a pen and a piece of paper. Shout out to everybody. Let me see what's going on Instagram. Shout out to everybody. So true. Relentless. Thank you. Look great. Absolutely. Got to get rid of the old paradigm. Absolutely. Guilty. Think big. Shout out to everybody on Instagram, everybody on Facebook. So watch this, guys. Watch this. Write this down. You can't celebrate the base hits when there's home runs available. You can't celebrate the base hits when there's home runs available. What do I mean by this? I want you to challenge yourself right now, and I want you to think about a professional athlete. I want you to think about an NBA player, right? An NBA player that's at a free throw and hits the free throw. How do they act? They act like nothing. I want you to think about a baseball player, a shortstop catching a ground ball. How do they act? They act like nothing. They act like it's routine. They act like it's no big deal. Why? Because it isn't, because it's their job. It's their job. If you're in business, you have to understand, listen to me very carefully, it's your job to grow. It's your job to get more clients. It's your job to get more customers. It's your job to do more. It's your job to expand. It's your job to grow. So why the hell are you celebrating so much? Why are you celebrating so much? Why are you making a big deal over nothing? It's very simply because our victory threshold is too small. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's a vicious cycle. It's like you get just high enough, you get excited, and boom, you kind of like drop back down. And then you get just high enough, you get excited, and then boom, you drop back down. And the only way you're ever, listen to me very carefully, you're ever going to make it, you're ever going to reach your full potential, you're ever going to go to your capacity. Listen, I'll tell you right now, the only way you'll ever make $1 million a year is once you realize that $1 million a year is not that big of a deal. That's when you'll make it happen. I say this over and over to real estate agents that follow us. $1 million is not that big of a deal. Yet it's a very big deal for a lot of people. A very big deal. And so that's fine. You just have to ask yourself this question. Wait a minute. Time out. Is it really a big deal for me? Like, do I really believe that I can earn that? Do I really believe that I can be that successful? Or do I say it? Is it lip service? But deep in my heart, I don't think I'll ever make it. And then once you get there, once you get to the raw truth, bingo, Adrian just said, what is your normal? That's right. Once you get to the raw truth, then you can grow, people. Then you can grow. Once you get honest with yourself about your normal, as my friend Adrian just said on Instagram, then you can say, all right, perfect. What do I want to do with that normal? If your normal, people, if the normal environment that you've been around in life, let's just talk money. It's a subject most people don't like talking about. I'm perfectly fine talking about it because I made it normal in my brain to talk about it. It's not that big of a deal. But some people, damn, man, you talk about money, they get all jacked up and weird. And it money is just it's a piece of paper that happens to be green. It's not that big of a deal. It's only what you make it. When you make it a big deal, that's a big deal. So here's what starts to happen. You got to realize that where you grew up, how you grew up, the way you grew up, the people you grew up around, they earned a certain level of money. Whether you realize it or not, to you, that's a big deal. You know what it is to earn a lot, right? As a matter of fact, write down what you think is a lot of money. Write it down. Whatever you think it is, let me put it to you this way. When you go to a restaurant, what's a lot of money to spend on dinner? What's a lot? I don't know. I'll tell you right now, I remember there was a time in my life where a lot for a hotel was $200 a night. Oh my God, that's a lot. I'll tell you, recently, we stayed at a place where it was $1,600 a night. And it wasn't a lot to me anymore. Why? Because the value and the experience was more important to me. Because way back when I was 18, 19 years old, I made a decision that I didn't want anything to hold me back. I never wanted money to be an obstacle for me. I wanted to experience everything that life had for me. So how do we do this and how do we break through? Right, good. And a lot of you guys are answering. Thank you for being honest. Thank you for being honest. I'm going to challenge some of you guys, and it's over now, so don't ask me for it. But some of you guys have been watching the event Relentless that we've been putting on. And some of you guys had an opportunity. Listen to me very carefully. You had an opportunity to sit in the front of the room. Listen to me. You had an opportunity to meet Gary Vee privately, one-on-one. Listen to me very carefully, and you chose to sit in the back of the room. Why? It's only for one reason. It's because you thought that the price in the front of the room was a lot of money. That's it. Trust me, if I were to tell all of you, guess what? You could sit in the front of the room for free and you can meet Gary Vee for free. All of you would say, I'm in, I'm in, I'm in. The only time that you have an issue with these types of things are when that dollar figure is a lot of money. Well, let me trip you out on something. If anybody should have an issue, it's me. Because before I knew anybody was going to show up, before I knew we could sell one ticket, before I knew anybody would be interested, I stepped out in faith. I made the decision. I decided to go all in. I decided to cut the check and bring Gary Vee. I decided to make it happen. I decided to go get the room. I decided to commit to 1,000 people. If anybody should be tripping, it's me. You shouldn't be tripping over $150. No. That's just the cost of the event per person. And so I'm trying to give you this example so that you can see what your normal is. Because whatever your normal is, I'll tell you right now, if you don't start fixing it and doing something about it, then you're going to have a hard time ever breaking past that. So here's how we do it. Write down baby steps. Baby steps. Baby steps. First thing you have to do is identify what your normal is, right? Identify what that normal is, okay? That's a comfort zone for you, right? That's a comfort zone for you, okay? And once you've identified what that normal is, then you need to get a new target for yourself, right? You need to be honest with yourself and you need to assess the fact that normal is a little bit too normal for you. This could be in health, this could be in business, this could be in happiness, this could be in the way you travel, this could be in the amount of vacations that you take per year, anything and everything in life, there's a normal. You have a normal for it, right? The only way to grow is to acknowledge what your normal is and strive to grow past it. Some of you find absolutely nothing wrong with driving around in a beat up car. Nothing. It's routine to you that the car breaks down. It's routine to you that at least once a quarter, you got to take the car into the mechanic. It's routine to you. It's just what you do. That's not normal. That's your normal. That's what you think is normal. You live in the United States of America, people, where there's plenty of opportunity to go out and create whatever it is that you want to create. Guess what that means? That means you can afford a better car. It's just your normal doesn't allow you to. Same thing in business, same thing in travel, same thing in happiness, same thing to help. Some of you, for me to mention you staying in a 5-star hotel, you're like, I don't know. It's just because it's not your normal. It's out of your comfort zone. You do realize, people, that there's human beings out there that will never, ever stay in anything less than a 5-star hotel. Why is that? It's because that's their new normal. So I got to challenge you guys. Stop celebrating when you get a base hit. Stop celebrating when you get a base hit. Because if you do that, guys, it's going to be very difficult for you to ever accept or ever get a home run. Very difficult for you to ever accept and get a home run. The people who travel the best, the people that earn the most, the people that grow the most, the people that live the best lifestyles, the people that are achieving everything that you say you want to achieve, I'm going to tell you right now, is because wherever they started, they didn't want to stay there. They didn't accept that as their normal. They saw past it and they were willing to do whatever it took to get what they felt they truly deserved in life. That's the difference. It ain't about hope. It ain't about believing in yourself. It ain't about being positive. It ain't about anything. It's about being unsatisfied with where you are right now. The minute you get satisfied is the minute you stay stuck. So there's obviously different areas of life, right, for all of you, and there's different areas of life. Write down health. Health. I've wanted a six-pack my whole life. But guess what the problem is? It was normal for me to be chubby. Just normal. So my subconscious would do and feed me everything that I needed to validate my subconscious of being chubby. Sometimes you gotta look at the brutal facts and say, dude, you're fucking fat. You need to do something about it. How could you say this correctly? Don't ever misinterpret the faith it takes to succeed with your ability to look at the brutal facts of where you are today. Write that one down. I learned that one from Jim Collins. Right? For some of you, it's income. Right? For some of you, it's income. For some of you, it's lifestyle. Lifestyle, the type of lifestyle. Right? I'll give you another example. To wear a custom suit is not a big deal. You deserve it. But not if you don't think it's normal. Not if you think it's a big deal. So where do you start? Start with one. Go get yourself one. Right? For some of you, is the growth of your business, the potential of your business, the amount of units that your business can move, the amount of growth that your business can experience, right? It's like we think that it's like not okay for us, but it's okay for those people. Those people over there can grow. Those people over there can create wealth. Those people over there can have more. Only difference between you and those people is that those people just have accepted that they deserve more in their life. Period. End of story. Now listen, you got to train your brain to do that. You got to train your subconscious to do that. And how do you do that? It's simple. In every category in life, identify your normal and get honest with yourself. Don't say my normal is 500K a year when you earn 25K a year. Come on, cut the shit. Be real with yourself. Your normal is what you're experiencing, and you're experiencing what you're experiencing because of what you believe in your subconscious mind. So be very, very real with yourself. Okay? And then slowly start to make goals that are just a little bit beyond your normal. Right? A little bit beyond your normal. That's what I posted this week on Instagram. I said, this whole shoot for the stars, and if you shoot for the moon, and if you hit the stars, you're fine. That's BS. That's BS. That's a quick way to always stay stuck in life, guys. You want to shoot for a goal and hit that goal. And then the next year, you want to dust off, don't pat yourself on the back, and go for another goal and hit that goal. Then go for another goal and hit that goal. And go for another goal and hit that goal. If you don't do that, guys, you're going to get stuck very, very, very fast, and you won't even realize you're stuck. I coach a lot of people in business. I meet people that sit at this desk right here that have been 20 years in the same business doing the same exact number of deals every single year. They've been stuck their whole lives and don't even realize it. Why? Because they've accepted it as their normal. Challenge for you guys. So let's go to Facebook and let's go to Instagram. I'm ready for your questions. Give me your questions. We've got Lauren looking on Facebook. I'm going to be here on Instagram. Can you repeat what you got from Jim Collins? Jeez Louise. What did I say? Don't ever misinterpret the faith it takes to succeed with the reality you need with your... You know what? Message me and I'll send it to you. What did I say?
I started writing it down until you said Jim Collins.
Don't ever... It's on my phone. Don't ever misinterpret the faith you need to succeed with your ability to look at the stone cold reality of where you are today. Okay? Questions.
Would you like a Facebook question?
A Facebook question, please.
Three things agents need to do to prep for the shift that is coming.
Who is that?
That is George Oberdorster.
George Oberdorster from Facebook writes, what are three things that real estate agents need to do in order to prepare for the shift that is coming? Number one, you need to get way better at time management. The discipline of managing your time is critical. Look, that's why a lot of us like Gary Vee. We respect the fact that every single minute is booked. Every single minute is jam-packed. That's the first thing you need to do. Number two, you need to practice your sales skills. You need to internalize the most important scripts that are out there available for you today. I would say go to MikeFerry.com. That's what I would do. And I would go memorize some of the basic key scripts. And then number three, I would start putting myself in a position where I am no longer waiting for business to come to me, but I'm out there actively hunting for business every single day. The quicker that you can condition yourself to perfect these three, the quicker you will be ready for the recession that I believe is coming at the end of 2018. Let's see Instagram. And then can you repeat what Instagram, when should I make the leap of faith? Jay Realty said, when should I take the leap of faith to be a full-time agent? Jay, I'm the wrong person to ask that question. I really am. Because I'm sick in the head. Okay, look, I'm gonna tell you what I do. There's something called opportunity costs. And for those of you that are dabbling part-time in your business and full-time at a job, you got to understand that the only reason you're doing that is because of your need for security and because of your lack of faith in what's possible for you in your business. And so you're talking to a guy that started three businesses with essentially zero in his pocket. So I'm the wrong guy to ask, because I'm the kind of guy that, like, you know, my kids learned to swim because they didn't learn how to swim, and we grabbed them, we threw them in the pool, and they figured out how to swim, you know? And that's just kind of how you do it. So Jay, when? I'm gonna ask you, when not? That's my question for you, you know? I think it's all about that belief and that faith. Again, if you talk to some people a little bit more analytical, they might expect a certain amount of reserves or whatever the case may be. Again, I'm the wrong person to ask. I don't believe in all of that. I believe in you focus on what you want and you go out and you chop off your freaking left arm to go get it. You do whatever it takes. You stay out there for however long it takes until you get it done. And is it going to be painful? Yeah, man. When I first started, there was times I couldn't afford food. There was times I couldn't afford gas. There was times I couldn't afford anything. But it's what made me who I am today. Security and safety will baby you for the rest of your life if you let it. Shit, that was a good one. Write that one down. That's a good one.
Wait,
Security and safety will baby you for the rest of your life if you let it. What point did you realize it was okay to want more and at one age? Yeah, Mr. R. Castillo from Instagram. By the way, if Facebook questions are coming, keep them coming. Mr. R. Castillo. My book is coming out, guys. Go to DannyMorrell.com/, I think it's, just go to DannyMorrell.com and click on book. Sign up for the book, and when it comes out, you'll be one of the first to get it. I'll send you an autographed copy. But in that book, I can remember being broke, living in a two-bedroom apartment on welfare, right? Mom, God bless her soul, was trying to do her absolute best, and I'd be watching 90210, right, with Dylan, and who else was on 90210? Lauren, you were too young. You don't even remember that. Yeah. Anyways, it was a cool show of teenagers that were on 90210. They all had Porsches. They all had big houses. They all had all of this stuff. And I just always used to ask, I was always very curious, and I always used to just wonder, like, why not me? Like, what's stopping me from doing that? What? Why couldn't I do that, you know? And so for me, R. Castillo, the answer is, I mean, I was in business by 18 years old. I think I maybe had one job ever in my life. I only know one way, and that's to want more. I don't know if that's how I'm wired. I'm wired to want more. I'm wired to never stop. I'm wired to destroy, to be, I don't know how to say it. I want to seek, destroy, kill. I want to make this planet my playground. I want to help a lot of people do the same thing. It's just how I'm wired. So again, I may be the wrong person for that question, but that's the honest to God answer. Anything on Facebook?
Yes, Allie Lewis. You'd like to know.
Allie Lewis. By the way, shout out to Allie Lewis because she's been a great follower. So, oh, it's a he. Okay, then never mind. Wrong guy.
How does an agent get started with limited capital and small to none existent sphere of influence?
So, how does an agent get started with little capital and small to none? Sphere of influence. That's perfect. I did it and my brother did it. We both did it. And as a matter of fact, my friend Adrian did it. If you follow us on Facebook, he did it cold turkey. He moved, listen to this, he moved from here into the most expensive area in Orange County and started taking $8 million listings right away. Okay, so shout out to my buddy Adrian Hernandez. But how do you do it? Number one, you got to focus 80% of your time. If I was brand new as an agent and I didn't have any capital for marketing or I didn't have any sphere of influence, I would spend 5 hours a day going out there, knocking on people's doors, getting to know people. However, before I did that, I would train my sales skills in order to be effective and efficient. I would harness my energy and my charisma and my passion so that I wouldn't be up there knocking on people's doors afraid of people. I would be up there leading people. And I think that that's the key. The second thing, if you're asking me as an agent, I would prospect a minimum. I know I said 5 hours, but minimum 3 hours a day. Excuse me. Whoops. I just burped live. Sorry about that. 3 hours a day, and I would host 2 open houses a week. Make it impossible for you to fail. The reason why people fail, listen to me very carefully. The reason why people fail is because they're stuck in fear. They're stuck in doubt. They're stuck in worry. They're stuck in worry about what could happen or what could not happen. You guys need to learn to put all that stuff away and choose the opposite. Choose faith. Choose inspiration. Choose belief. Choose possibility. Choose your ability to grow. And that's what I would do. And when you focus on that energy, right, when you make the right being choice, the activities will follow. You know what to do. Go talk to as many human beings as possible. That's what to do. And do it over and over and over again. So hopefully that helped, okay? Were you ever in a slump and how do you get yourself out of it? St. Douglas, that's a great question. I'm in a slump a lot of times. You know what? I'll tell you right now, I'm rarely in a slump now. But I used to get into a lot of slumps. Me personally, I'm a big believer in not faking the funk and being honest with yourself. So there'd be times where in the middle of the day, for example, I'd be in a slump and I wouldn't feel like doing what I need to do. This is just what I would do. I would stop the day. I'd go by myself. I'd go watch a movie because movies have a way to snapping you out of it, right? Or I'd go to Newport Beach and go look at expensive cars or go do something that inspires me. I would call the rest of the day off. I would go to dinner, sit by myself, read my book, refocus on what I want, refocus on the vision that I'm trying to achieve, and then I would start fresh again the next day. That's what I would do. Insta Orly from Instagram writes, what was the hardest paradigm you had to break for yourself and which was the most valuable lesson you learned from it? Wow, that's a good one. Okay, I'm going to answer that two ways. I'll tell you what it is for most people that I help and I'll tell you what it was for me. For most people that I help, the biggest paradigm you're going to have to break through is your desire for the approval of others. We want so much approval from other human beings. And whenever you're seeking approval from other people, it's very difficult for you to be the leader that you need to be. Okay? So I'm just going to leave you with that one. For me, geez Louise, I mean, this has been a journey, man. So I think for me, it was all about, like, I always knew I had the potential to do great things. And so I actively sought out people that were doing more than me because I wanted to stretch myself. I wanted to get uncomfortable with myself. And specifically, it was in the area of business and finance for me, right? Because nobody in my family had really done business or done what I'm doing at a high level. So I literally had to make a decision to go start surrounding myself with people that had done what I was trying to do and even bigger than what I was trying to do. I got myself very, very uncomfortable and I would spare no cost to go out and do that. See, that's why it's very easy for me to cut a 6-figure check to Gary Vee now, because to me, I'm used to it already. I'm used to doing whatever it takes to win, period, end of story. Period, end of story. And how does that happen? Well, you got to start by putting yourself in uncomfortable situations and being willing to grow and risk it all. That's how it happens. So I think that was the biggest paradigm for me. And the lesson that I learned is that I and you and all of you are an unstoppable force of nature when you do not inhibit your mindset and when you do not live in constant doubt and fear. That's the biggest lesson that I've learned, that you as a human being are naturally a goal-seeking, growth-oriented individual that wants more, but you're filled with so much doubt, guys, and that doubt robs you from your true possibility. That's the greatest paradigm I've ever learned. And once you can master that, you can start tapping into your full potential on a daily, monthly, quarterly, and yearly basis. Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, so somebody says, I'm starting my career to real estate. My exam is on June 10th. Any suggestions? Yeah, honestly, go back and listen to every podcast I've ever done. Because before it used to be called the Danny Morrell Show. It was the Real Estate Sales Show. Honest to God, go download every single podcast I've ever done. You'll learn so much from that. It's like a college education for free. That's what I would do. Do we have anything on Facebook? Because if not, I'm going to keep flowing with Instagram. I have a full time. I'm about to burn the ships. Do it. Yes, sir. Thank you. Security and safety will ruin your life. I'm in Hollywood Hills. I'll come to you and pick up my copy from you. What time are you in? Go to the website and put in your information, and we will mail you a copy. Do you believe in multiple sources of income or just sticking to one thing and doing it well? Ooh, this is a good one. Do you believe in multiple sources of income or sticking to one thing and doing it well? Yeah, you guys aren't going to like this one. You guys aren't going to like this one. And I'll do this one and two more, and then we'll call it a week, okay? I'll tell you, we live in a society right now where everyone is faking the funk. And everyone is trying to get Facebook and Instagram famous. And nobody has done shit. That's the reality. And so I'm going to tell you this from real world experience, right? Do I believe in multiple sources of income? The answer is yes. But I honestly don't believe in it until you have mastered the thing that you are currently trying to master. Because the only way you can ever have multiple sources of income is through leverage, through leadership. Leverage through leadership. That's the only way it could happen. Do I have multiple sources of income? Yes, I do now. Absolutely. Absolutely. I got like 6 different sources of income. But I also went out and sunk my teeth around my real estate career. And where everyone else was happy doing 30 deals a year, I went for 150. That's the difference. You can't get great when you're doing 30 deals a year. You can't get great at anything when you're doing mediocre production. You need to get really, really, really good at what you're currently doing. And by the way, not base hit good, home run after home run after home run good, right? And you need to be able to be patient with that. You need to be able to understand it's going to take time to do that. It's the biggest thing. The biggest problem I have right now with everyone surrounding me, I'll just be honest, with all of our leadership team, my brother says this all the time, says everybody thinks they're you, but nobody's put in the work that you've put in. It's the truth. Like nobody realizes I've been doing this for 20 years at 20 times the level that most of you have been doing it at, by the way. Nobody realizes that. And nobody is willing to pay that price. So yeah, is multiple income something, multiple streams of income something you should be considering? Absolutely. But if you haven't mastered, if you're not at the top of the game, if you're not at the cream of the crop of your current level, your current industry right now, and I mean the cream of the crop, no, forget about that. Don't worry about multiple streams of income. Why? When you haven't maximized the income that you're currently earning right now. Doesn't make any sense. I'm at my full-time job right now. I might just effing leave right now and quit. Well, if that's what you're called to do, go for it. Don't talk about it, be about it. That's right, Norma, because you're smart. Preach, damn. This man knows what he's talking about. Thank you, you're the truth. All right, well, thank you. I appreciate that, guys. Anything out there on Facebook? All right, guys, listen, last minute announcements. Next week is going to be hectic. I've got 1,000 people that have entrusted me with coming to our event. So to be honest, we may not be posting any podcasts next week. I'll post this one so that you can hear it again. We'll post it on YouTube and on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud like we always do. But other than that, I think that's it because the podcast is going to be the event. Guys, we're obviously very, very excited about having Gary Vaynerchuk, but he's not the only one that's going to be there. There's going to be, it's going to be an action-packed event. We still have a couple of tickets. Platinum VIP is gone. VIP is gone. The only things that we have left are general admission and general admission early access. And please listen to me right now. Please listen to me right now. If you have a choice between the two, I would say do the more expensive one. Why? Not because I want your money, no, but because you deserve to get closer and you deserve to not limit yourself over your concept of what money means. I'm telling you that right now. We're going to talk about that a little bit more at the event. Other than that, if you're not following me on Instagram or Facebook, go find me right now. Go follow. I really, really appreciate it. About 350 of you guys have decided to follow us over the last 7 days. So I just want to say thank you for that. It's an honor to help you. And we'll see you not here next week. We will see you the following Thursday live at 1 o'clock. Take care, everybody. Bye.